各位好啊，
Hello everyone。
本来不想录这个东西。
I didn't want to record this。
因为我前段时间啊。
Because in the past few days。
我是集中起来，这个录了一下子，关于抗美援朝东线长津湖战役的一些情况啊。
I've recorded this to summarize some information about the Longjing Lake battle on the eastern front of the anti-US aid to Korea war.
这个情况呢，就是第一个呢，我从这个老一辈的这个参战的人员。
The situation is that the first one is from this older generation of participants.
口中听说的。还有一部分呢是参照了二十六军的相关的军史。
Perhaps some of it is also based on the military aspects of the 26th Army.
再一个就是还有一些网络上可以公开查询的这个资料。
Another is that there are some materials that can be publicly queried on the internet.
做了这么几期。
Well, I've made a few of these.
都是从这个大面上嘛，这个讲了一下这个长津湖战役。
All of this is from a broad perspective, and I talked about the Battle of Lake Chosin.
具体的呢也有分析，是吧
？Specifically, there is also an analysis, right?
长津湖战役呢，并不像我们看个电影。
The Battle of Chosin Reservoir is not like watching a movie.
那个叫吴京的那个瞎猫演的那些东西。
The things that Little Bao, who is playing as Wu Wu, is doing.
它实际上是一场非常残酷的、准备不足的。野战攻坚战。
In fact, it was a very brutal and unprepared offensive battle. Well,
就是我们准备不足。
We are not planning to rent.
而且进行了这个野战攻坚。
In addition, liquid nitrogen was used to power it.
在极端的这个寒冷的气候下，
In this extreme cold climate,
零下四十多度。
It's around 40 degrees below zero.
这是北朝鲜五十年来都没有温度。
This is the first time in 50 years that North Korea has not been cold.
那么今天为什么要拎出来又重讲呢？
So why should we revisit and re-explain this topic? This year, oh no,
我一直迈不过这个坎儿啊。
I can't get past this hurdle.
这个战役啊，在战略上是完成了任务。
This battle, in terms of strategy, has achieved its mission.
白鹿战一师，这个打跑了。
White Deer, you're so good at running.
但战役上呢？是我们吃了很大的亏。
But in the battle, we suffered a great loss.
这一点呢，谁也不能否认的事实。
This is undeniable.
这是。
This is.
但现在呢，就有些人啊，就非常轻巧的啊。
But now, some people are very light.
再说，啊，打的一拳开，避免百拳来。
What do you mean by saying that one punch is enough to avoid 100 punches?
这是因为毛泽东在说这话的时候。
This is because when Mao Zedong said this,
他有时间，有地点。
He has time and place.
有环境。
Environment.
对吧
？Right.
毛泽东嘛。本人的气质就是伟大的浪漫主义诗人。
Mao Zedong himself was a great romantic poet.
他有这种气质，是吧？
He has that kind of aura.
所以他说这话的时候可也无可厚非。
So what he said might be understandable.
可是后人呢，就曲解了这句话。
However, later generations misinterpreted his words.
就认为呢，我先打你一拳，是吧？
I think I should punch you first, right?
然后呢，给你个下马威。
Then you'll face the consequences.
你以后你就不敢再来给我打仗。
You won't dare to fight with me again in the future.
就不敢欺负我了，啊。
I dare not bully me anymore.
这个解释呢就非常肤浅。
This explanation is very superficial.
不讲整个的这个志愿军。
Not talking about the whole thing of the volunteers.
咱就讲第九兵团。啊。
Let's talk about the 9th Division.
150,000人。这么轻松啊。
15,000 people can be so easily handled.
一句话。啊。
One sentence.
大力全开必买卖。
Full throttle must buy.
原来。你爹妈父母。兄弟。没有上前线。
Actually, your parents and their parents and siblings didn't go to the front line.
如果上了当时那个前线
If you were to be deployed to the front lines at that time,
你绝对也说不出这么大的。啊。
You definitely can't say it perfectly either.
这是第一个。
This is the first one.
第二个呢
The second one,
由于这个我的父亲是亲历者
Because my father is a witness
不在意
Ignore
是打了
It's done well
应该说很大的责任
This is a big responsibility
在九兵团这个兵团那一级领导的这个责任
The responsibility of the leader of the 9th level military unit in the Jixington military camp. This government should be considered to be ineffective.
但是呢，我们详细的追究起来以后。
However, when we delve into the details,
实际上，这个责任还不能这一盆子水就扣在宋时人头上。
In fact, this responsibility cannot be solely attributed to Song Shiren.
宋时人有没有责任？
Does Song Shiren bear responsibility?
他有很大的责任。
He has a lot of responsibility.
对吧？
Right.
我以前的视频大家都看了，这个宋仁乐观轻敌，是吧
？I used to make videos about how optimistic and arrogant the Song Dynasty was.
听不进不同意见。
Not listening to different opinions.
在这个战役中都有所体现。
This is reflected in the battle.
所以这个仗才打成这个样了。啊、
so that's how this war ended up happening.
当然指挥也有很大的问题、啊、
Of course, there are also many problems with the conductor.
包括九兵团司令、副司令，是吧
？So, including the commander of the 9th rescue team, is it?
参谋长，啊
，Chief，
你在调动部队。在指示部队这里头都做的有不足、啊、
You are mobilizing troops and giving orders, which is not appropriate.
这个呢，可慢慢随着一些文件的解密啊，等等。
This includes gradually accumulating files and so on.
会逐渐的这个把这个历史这一角掀开。
Gradually, this will gradually reveal the history of this corner.
那么今天呢，我是想从我的个人的视角，啊。
So today, I want to talk about it from my personal perspective.
我稍微做了点小准备，啊。
Well, I've made a little preparation.
以前不是，以前就是想了哪。
It used to be that it was not as it is now.
说到哪，随心所欲。
What do you want to say? Say it freely.
啊，今天不是，今天我是有准备。
Today is not today. I am prepared.
做了点文案。
I wrote some copywriting.
啊。也给他起了个题目。
I also gave him a title.
叫。再谈长津湖战役。
Rediscuss the Battle of Changjin Lake.
以前讲过。
As mentioned before.
这第二次讲啊。
This is the second time.
再谈长津湖战役。
Revisiting the Battle of Chosun Reservoir.
这个我已经做过十几期这个视频了。
I've already made this video for over 10, maybe 20, or even 30 times.
就我所知的，进行过介绍。
As far as I know, I have introduced it.
但是长津湖战役始终是我迈不过去的坎。
However, the Battle of Changjin Lake is the one I can never overcome.
啊。
Okay.
此次战役的亲历者基本都不在世了。
The main participants in this battle are no longer alive.
哎呦。
Oh.
在世的也就基本上随着年龄太大。
As for those who are still alive, they are basically with age and large.
基本上也糊涂的。
Basically, I'm lost.Is it?
这个人老了糊涂。
Basically, this person is always confused.
这是很正常的自然现象，对吧？
Is this a normal natural phenomenon?
所以说历史的细节。
Therefore, the details of history.
现代人没有办法理解了。
Modern people have no way to understand.
只能看那个吴京这个混蛋玩意儿拍那个照片。
I can only watch the garbage that Jackie Chan makes.
胡说八道了。
Nonsense.
他想怎么拍
？What does he want to film?
大家就认为是这么情况了。
Everyone knows the situation.
然后就欢呼。
Then they cheered.
就不知道吴京是做了一个爱国主义的生意。
I don't know if Jackie Chan is doing a patriotic business.
啊，他懂什么？
It seems like he understands something.
他懂个屁，啊！
He doesn't understand a thing.
就包括这个国家电影局，啊。
This includes the National Film Board of Canada.
文化部在这个事儿上就很不负责任呀。
The Ministry of Culture is really irresponsible in this matter.
你怎么能放映这种电影？
How could you show such a movie?
胡说八道。
What the hell are you talking about?
对吧？
Right.
所以我的父亲呢，是长津湖战役的亲历者。
So, my father was a close witness to the Battle of June.
是第九兵团。
It is the 9th Army.
志愿军第九兵团。
The 9th Volunteer Regiment.
也是中国人民解放军第九兵团嘛。
Is it also the 9th Regiment of the People's Liberation Army of China?
第26军作战部门负责人。
The head of the Operations Department of the 26th Army.
他当时是26军。作战训练处负责人。
He was the head of the 26th Army's Combat Training Center.
他生前极少给我提起过这个，长岭战役。
He never mentioned this song to me before he passed away.
这个如果这个战役打得很好
，If this battle goes well，
打得很光彩
，Brilliant，
那我相信我父亲会经常告诉我们，啊。
I believe my father will tell us the truth through the camera.
正所以这个战役打得不是特别好，不好啊，啊。
So this battle isn't going very well, is it?
战友死伤很严重。
A friend is seriously injured.
他无从这个说起这个事儿，他没法说呀。
He has no way to start talking about this matter. He can't say anything about it.
只有呢，我父亲和他的老战友聚会，啊。
Only my father and his old comrades are gathering.
和邻居，过去我的邻居啊，啊，都是些这个老革命，啊。
And My neighbor.
在他们这个闲谈中
，In their debate，
我这个是听到的一些东西。
Here are some things I've heard。
他们俩当然讲
，They talked and argued。
那就讲得很客观了，是吧
？That's a very objective explanation, right？
我听到这些东西。
I heard these things。
我自己理解的是，我父亲不愿意向我们说起这个长津湖战役啊。
What I understand is that my father doesn't want to talk about this long-term war campaign to us.
就是我刚才说的这些原因，是吧
？That's exactly what I just said, right?
我就非常想了解。
I am very interested in.
就深入了解。
To gain a deeper understanding.
因为他作为一个军人
Because he is a soldier.
他是有纪律的是吧
Is he disciplined?
他不能随便的评判这个高级指挥员的这些这个作战指挥啊
He can't just arbitrarily judge the actions of this high-ranking commander.
这等等这些失误的地方。
These are some of the mistakes.
所以我就非常想了解。
So I was really curious.
因为呢，像我这一代人，再往下的这些人，他都是接受的教育，
Because, like me and people in my generation and those who come after me, they all have received education.
是志愿军，是始终的胜利者。
The people's volunteers are the ultimate victors.
啊。随着亲历这场战役极其残酷。
Having experienced the war firsthand,
战役的人逐渐的离世。
The soldiers gradually died.
也随着我们这一代人步入老年。
Also, as we younger generations are unable to take care of the elderly,
我今年都七十了，啊。
I'm already 70 years old.
越是强烈的希望了解当时战役的真相。
The more intense the desire to understand the truth of the battle.
不是为了别的。
Not for anything else.
不是为了别的东西。
Not for other things.
就是想还原真相。
Just want to restore the truth.
想告诉后人这个到底是怎么回事。
I want to tell future generations what really happened.
因为我们这一代人在离世，那个真相就有可能永远的离开了，是吧？
Because the truth about that era may have already been lost forever.
你就是个后代。
You are a descendant.
他想追求这个真相。
He wanted to pursue this truth.
他也追求不了。
He also failed to achieve it.
当然，这个我们也不可能追到这个真相，是吧？
Of course, we can't keep chasing after the truth.
所以我们就不一定能了解这个长津湖这个战役。
Therefore, we may not be able to fully understand this Battle of June.
整个的前前后后的这些事情，是吧？
Is this all that happened?
我们只能从现在的这个网上也好啊。
We can only rely on the current online resources.
军事也好，等等的，是吧？
Is it a good deal, or is it?
国外也有传过来的，这现在这个蛛丝马迹拼凑。
There are also clues and evidence that have been gathered from abroad.
当时的这个历史这个片段，啊。
This historical period, this particular segment of history.
在前不久。
Recently.
我的一个网友，他的父亲呢。
My online friend's father.
入朝的时候是陆军第26军77师230团任通信员。
When joining the army, they identified with the 77th Regiment, 230th Battalion of the 26th Army of the People's Liberation Army.
他的父亲是当时入朝的时候。
His father was at the time when he entered the country.
这不是。
This is the book.
他发表了一篇呢，关于志愿军长津湖战役之记。
He published an article about the Chinese People's Volunteer Army's Battle of Zhejiang Lake.
他也是在这个回忆这个长津湖战役。讲述了当时战役之前、战役之中和战役之后。
He also talked about the Battle of Tianjin Lake, which covered the battle before, during, and after the battle.
这个两军的这个准备，以及这个战损。
This is the preparation of both sides and the casualties.
等，他视角很大。
He has a broad perspective.
他的视角就很大了。
His perspective is already very broad.
是吧？
Is it?
我讲不了这个。
I can't talk about this.
哎，他视角很大。
He has a broad perspective.
我的想法呢，就是希望通过一件具体、一件件的具体的事情，比较贴切的分析战役为什么会打成这个样子。
My idea is to analyze the reasons why the battle turned out this way by analyzing specific events in detail.
就是贴近，贴近，啊。
Just.
通过小事情，啊。
Through small things.
通过时间，通过地点，咱进行分析。
Through time and space.Three dimensions are analyzed.
并以此呢，要重新认识最高统帅部致司和第九兵团主要领导对此次战役的指挥得失。啊。
And also to reevaluate the command and control of the Supreme Headquarters and the Ninth Army during this campaign.
这个话有点大啊。
This is a bit too much. Well,
最高统帅部
Supreme Headquarters, Allied Powers Europe.
那就是毛泽东主席了，啊。
That's Chairman Mao Zedong, right?
我没有资格这个判断毛泽东指挥的这个对错和致辞啊。
I don't have the qualifications to judge Mao Zedong's right or wrong and his decisions.
彭德怀元帅指挥的这个情况，
General Peng Dehua commanded this situation.
I 没有资格。
I don't have the qualifications.
也没有资料，是吧？
There are no records, right?
他往来的，你像毛泽东。和致司第九兵团往来的电报。
He's like Mao Zedong and the Zhisti Labor Group exchanging telegrams.
这公开的资料也不是特别多，啊。
There isn't a lot of publicly available information.
也不是特别多。
Not too many.
将来随着这个时间的流逝啊。
In the future, as time passes.
随着时间的这个推进。
With the passage of time,
他一定会这个公布啊。
It's definitely going to announce this.
一定会公布。
There will be a road.
所以就是想把他们什么
？So I want to get them to do what?
把他们伟大正确的这个形象。
To portray them as great and righteous.
还原成历史真实的形象。
Restore to a historically accurate image.
嗯。
Well.
这个情况，这个事儿啊，就是伟大的人。
This situation, this thing, is the characteristic of great people.
他也有失误的时候。
He has his moments.
不管是谁啊。
No matter who it is.
不管是谁。
Whoever.
我个人在我这个心中。
That in my opinion.
我就是这么认识的。
That's how I know it. Well.
没有完人啊。
No outsiders.
没有完人。
No end.
让后代呢能知道，哎。
Let future generations know.
看到我这个视频就说，哎呦。
Seeing my video, some people saying, wow.
原来长津湖战役是这个样子的啊。
That's how the giraffe battle was.
从一个很小的角度上分析。
From a very small perspective.
以避免盲目的信任和崇拜。
To avoid blind trust and worship.
当然我始终个人有个观念。
Of course, I always have my own opinion.
在残酷的历史面前。
In the face of cruel history.
不应该有崇拜的对象。啊。
There shouldn't be any objects of worship.
不应该有，记住这话。
There shouldn't be any need to remember this. Okay.
那么今天呢，咱们先说个引子。
So, today we're going to start with an introduction.
就把我这个为什么要再谈这个长津湖这个战役啊。
Why do you want to discuss the Battle of Jiu again?
这个想法呢，给大家这个交流一下。
I want to share this idea with everyone.
那个下边呢，我会这个一级一级的推进。
What about the bottom? I'll push it level by level.
一级一级的推进啊。
One step at a time.
这个谢谢大家观看。
Thank you for watching.
谢谢各位。
Thank you all.
再见。
Goodbye.